you know, people want to try the latest and greatest all the time. And they see this guy doing this move when, you know, they don't even know how to do a trap and roll effectively. I mean, I think one of the reasons why this happens a lot of times too is I think there's a lot of subtleties in the fundamental techniques that people are not aware of and are not being taught and are not being shown. And it's not because people are trying to hide it. I think it's just people just have never spent enough time on it to really master it and know it to that level. I mean, again, how many blue belts, you know how to do a pull guard, arm drag, and take the back and do a bow and arrow choke. How many blue belts can do that against Buchecha?
Probably
so
not.
What is the difference? What is the difference there? It's it's obviously there's so much sensitivity. There's so much subtleties that he's doing. There's different tiny little things that he's doing that at the high level people can sometimes see, which the blue belt, even though you know those techniques, it's very rough, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing for me. I think, and just if you look at all the other sports, you can never practice the basics and the fundamentals enough. I mean, ask Mayweather if he still practices his jab. Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant was showing up to practice 2 hours before the rest of the team, and he would shoot free throws for 2 hours. He'd be dripping wet, running drills by himself, doing layups and doing different drills. So look at what the greats do. Look at all the guys that are the best, you know, the goats, the guys that are, you know, you have world champions, guys that like get to the world championship levels. And then you have guys that kind of go beyond that, right? Like the Hodgers, who, you know, I forget what year it was in the world where he mounted and choked everybody from the mount, like nine guys in a row, right?
One after the other. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was cross collar. I think most of the chokes cross collar. I think maybe he got an Ezekiel once or two, but mounted everyone and finished everyone from the mount, like super basic jujitsu. So, you know, guys, you know, it's coming after you see it happen to two or three guys, but you can't stop it. And that was one of the things that Hickson would constantly do is a lot of days he would say, okay, what, like one of the trains that he would do very frequently, we'd start rolling. What do you want me to catch you with? Arm lock. Okay. Right arm or left arm. So, you know, it's coming and you just can't stop it. Right. What do you want me to catch you with? Oh, triangle choke. Okay. Boom. He would do it. You know, omoplata, which arm, right arm, left. So, I mean, if you can, if you're to the level where you can basically call out the submission against any world champion black belt and do it, that's, that shows like that's the level that you can get to, right? That level of mastery.